Oh, I want to see him, to look upon his face, there to dwell forever. Certainly, those who are faithful children of God should harbor that desire in their hearts to see the Lord, recognizing that the Lord has something very special in store for us. Paul, in writing his last letter in the last chapter, chapter 4 of 2 Timothy, verses 6 through 8, he exclaims, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. It's been a tough one, but it's been a good one. It has been a protracted one, but it has been a good one. It has been a bruising fight, but it's been a good fight. It has been a very challenging fight, but it has been a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." And I'm glad he concludes the eighth verse by affirming, "And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." When you listen to and when you participate in that song, "Oh, I Want to See Him," it should genuinely be reflective of the sentiments expressed in the latter part of verse number 8 in this passage. The Lord promises a crown of righteousness to all of those who love his appearing. Do you love his appearing? Do you look forward with anticipatory joy to the time when Christ shall return? Are you ready for the return of Christ? If he were to come this day, even this hour, would you be prepared to meet him, and would you be glad to see him? I trust that you sincerely would be. If you find yourself not in his favor at this time, if you find yourself a guilty distance from the Lord at this time, we'd like for you to think seriously about taking whatever remedial measures need to be taken that you might bring your life into proper alignment with the Word of God. Oh, I want to see him. Have you ever been down and out? Have you ever suffered from the blues? Have you ever felt real low? Have you ever experienced depression? Have you ever experienced discouragement? Have you ever felt like throwing in the towel? Have you ever been in the throes of deep desperation? Have you ever been flat of your back? And the only direction in which you could look was up. Have you ever been in a very low place? There might be somebody in here this morning who is down and out. Might be somebody here this morning who is in a low place. Maybe a low place of discouragement, a low place of despair, a low place. Of frustration. Garth Brooks, some years ago, sang a song entitled, "I've Got Friends in Low Places." His song has ascended, descended, come and gone, and by some has been forgotten. People all over America sang along with him for a while as he glorified the camaraderie of drinking buddies and the bravado of a scorned lover getting even with his ex. Not exactly what you would call good sermon material. But then again, Garth maybe was on to something that we should take a closer look at. I do have friends in low places. And I'm convinced, truth be told, that all of us in this assembled audience this morning have friends in low places. And I'm convinced that all of the children of God who are in this worship assembly today have at one time been in a low place. There might be some here now who are at this very moment in a low place. At the very outset, before I talk about specific friends in low places, I do want to bring to your attention that God loves people in low places. I want you to know that Jesus died for people in low places. I want you to know that Jesus has made salvation possible for people in low places. I want us all to recognize that Jesus willingly rescues those who find themselves in low places. Doesn't make any difference who you are. Doesn't make any difference how low you are. You know, sometimes we speak of some folks as being low down. It doesn't make any difference even how low down you are. Jesus can rescue you from your low-downness. Jesus can rescue you from the throes of depression and discouragement. If you feel down and out, Jesus can lift you up because Jesus loves friends in low places. Now, when Jesus made the statement, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And he recognized all of the human race as potential friends, and all of the human race was in sin. Jesus died for our sins, and Jesus wants us to reciprocate his love. He wants us to demonstrate our acceptance of his love and what he did for us when he rescued us from low places. And so the first thing we want to focus on, the first set of friends we want to focus on, and I'm sure we all can identify, I've got friends in the low place of sin. The first verse of Love Lifted Me reads, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. We sing it in the past tense, but many of our friends would have to use present tense verbs to be honest. Sin always brings the sinner down. In Psalm 79 and verse number 8, the psalmist cries, oh, remember not against us former iniquities. Let thy tender mercies speedily prevent us, for we are brought very low. Sin always brings the sinner down. In Psalm 106 and verse 43, the psalmist says many times that he delivered them, but they provoked him with their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. There are a lot of folks who are low, who are down, who are out because of their sins. There are a lot of folks who are suffering because of their sins. They have been brought down very low. When the prodigal son, of which Brother Davis read, had spent all his money on wine, women, and song, he found his fair weather friends had somewhere else to be. He soon found himself at the lowest point in his life. A pig farmer, he had finally sunk to pigsty status. To the Jew, there was hardly a lower job with lower wages. To top it off, he was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pig's food, but he could not. He is a picture of those who do not know Christ and his gospel. Speak a saving word to your friends in the low places of sin. You know, we've been talking about each one reach one. And that's a noble aspiration. That's a wise plan if we'll commit to it. Each one reach one. And we can reach one who is in the low place of sin by virtue of never having obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. We can reach out with the saving message of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Go into all nations, make disciples, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans 1, 15 and 16, saying, for as much as in me is, I am now ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Our friends in low places need the gospel of Christ, because that's the only thing that can save them. The words of Paul remain relevant and true. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there's one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Are you willing to share the gospel with your friends in the low place of sin? I've got friends in the low place of backsliding. When Jonah rebelled against God, he went down to Joppa, down into the ship, down into the ocean, and then down into the belly of the fish. As with Jonah, all backsliders sink lower and lower as they move further and further away from God. When someone falls down, they need a helping hand to lift them up. So it is with our friends who have forsaken Christ. Why not give them a helping hand and an encouraging word? And remember the words of Paul to the Galatians in chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Do you have any friends in the low place of backsliding? Brother Moore, who is one of the members of our Wednesday morning class, he used to include in his prayer, Lord, help us not to ever look down on anyone unless we're looking down on them to extend a helping hand to help lift them up. I think that's a good concept. That's a good motto to follow. Don't look down on anybody except to extend them a helping hand in order to lift them up. Why not demonstrate your love for your friends in the low place of backsliding? Think about folks you know who have drifted away, who have fallen away, and reach out to them. Not only that, but I'm sure you can identify with the sentiments, I've got friends in the low place of discouragement. Do you know any whose secret prayer might sound like David's? Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Do you know any friends like that? Do you have any friends like that? Many around us may paint on a happy face in the morning. But if the truth were known, they are brought low through oppression. They are brought low through affliction. They are brought low through sorrow, as is indicated in Psalm 107 and verse 39. We need to turn sad eyes to Calvary and Christ. The Lord preserve thee simple. I was brought low and he helped me. Those who are in the low position of discouragement, the low place of discouragement, the Lord is ready to help them, as is indicated in Psalm 116 and verse number 6. Speak an encouraging word. It can make all the difference to friends in low places. Unfortunately, some of us can also affirm that I've got friends on the road to the low place of hell. The majority is traveling the road whose signs read destruction ahead. Its lanes are all downhill. The rich man had to lift up his eyes to see Abraham's bosom and Lazarus afar off. Luke 16, 23. It is a pit into which sinners are cast. Revelation 20 and verse 3. If our friends could see that the path they travel plunges into the abyss, maybe they would change. Speak a sobering word to your friends on the road to low places. You remember the rich man in the story of the rich man and Lazarus. He said, Father Abraham, I want you to send Lazarus back as a missionary from the Hadean realm. I have some brothers back home. They are on their way to this low place. I don't want them to come here. It's amazing that he wanted to do some mission work from the low place where he resided in the Hadean world, in the place known as Tartarus. That's the side where the wicked dead reside. Lazarus was on the other side. Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom and also referred to as paradise. But the rich man pleaded with Abraham, saying, send Lazarus to my brothers that he might warn them. You know what Abraham's response was? Abraham's response was, They have Moses and the prophets. So if they won't heed Moses and the prophets, if they will pay no attention to the word of God, then if somebody went back from the dead, they wouldn't pay him any attention either. But you can't help but appreciate the attitude and spirit exemplified by the rich man. He demonstrated greater concern, a greater desire to share the saving gospel with his lost relatives, with those who were headed to the low place where he resided, than many of us. You know, many of us don't show any real concern for those who are lost in the low place of sin. We consider it, in a very real sense, to be a light thing. Oh, it's not really that important. It's not really that serious. But do you know what is going to happen to those who do not obey the gospel of Christ? 2 Thessalonians 1:7 through 9 lets us know. Paul says, unto you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire to take vengeance on them that know not God and who obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. You don't want that to happen to your friends in low places. You don't want that to happen to yourself. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you have some friends in low places who need the Lord? Are you in a low place this morning? Maybe just a low place of discouragement. Maybe a low place of despair. Maybe a low place of disappointment. Are you in a low place? Nothing wrong with being in a low place like that. But there's a lot wrong with staying in a low place like that when you don't have. And you can be rescued from your low place. The Lord loved you so much that he sacrificed his life for you, that he shed his blood for you in order that he might redeem you and set your feet upon the solid rock of security and safety. You don't have to remain in a low place. If you're here and you're not a child of God, become one today. You've heard the good news of the gospel, how Jesus loved us so much, loved you so much that he died for our sins according to the scriptures. He was buried and he arose from the grave on the third day. He's made salvation possible. And Jesus himself, speaking of those who were in low places, said, even as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, that all who would behold the serpent would be healed of their deadly bites. He said, and if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. He is the Savior. He's your Savior. All you have to do is accept his invitation. Mm-hmm. Come unto me, he says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That invitation is extended to folks in low places. Why not believe the good news of the gospel? Repent of your sins, confess your faith, be baptized for the remission of your sins, and arise from the water, arise from the grave, the liquid tomb, ready to walk and ready to live a brand new life. You don't have to remain in the low place of sin. Maybe you're here and you're already a child of God, but you've fallen by the wayside. You have lapsed into an unfortunate low place of unfaithfulness and need to rededicate your life to the Lord. You can do that through repentance, confession, and prayer, and we're asking you to do it even right now as we together stand and as we sing.
God is calling the prodigal, come without delay. Hear, oh, hear him calling, calling now for thee. Though you wander so far from his presence, come today. Hear his loving voice calling still. Calling now for thee. Oh, we prodigal come. Calling now for thee. Oh, we prodigal come. Patient, loving, and tenderly still the Father pleads. Spirit and mercy intercedes. Hear his loving voice calling still. Call.